Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. For decades in Chicago, Pastor T.L. Barrett has delivered powerful sermons.
My brothers and my sisters, God wants us to be the victors, not the victims.
Speaking up on civil rights and political accountability.
The only way we're fooled is not by the con artists, but we've got some politicians who are princes of promise.
And singing gospel songs on the piano with his congregation.
That's why we're...
But recently, his music and his choir have gone global. Pastor Barrett's songs have been sampled by Kanye West and DJ Khaled. Apple, Google, and Facebook use his records in major commercials. And if you see Barack Obama's biopic, you'll hear Barrett's version of the iconic spiritual, Nobody Knows. Now the Southside Preacher's life's work will be captured in a new box set. It's called I Shall Wear a Crown. And the Reverend is surprised, humbled, and happy that still he's around to hear how much people appreciate his music.
I think I feel like maybe Van Gogh or Cezanne would feel, you know, they were artists who did not receive the kind of reputation and praise that they are receiving now. I think a Cezanne painting sold for over $200 million, but he never saw that. So
yeah.
I'm feeling very, very blessed that my music is being now discovered and appreciated and applauded while I can be aware of it.
Well, this box set, as I mentioned, it's called I Shall Wear a Crown. Tell us the meaning behind that title.
Well, 50-some years ago, I promised some young people in the project, which was the worst crime area in the city of Chicago, that they could become something, they could become prominent, and that they would indeed be able to wear a crown, because I called our church members the royal family of holiness.
Right.
And so we don't refer to our children as kids. We refer to them as princes and princesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you imagine what this must feel like to them, for them to now hear their music and listen to it with their children and their grandchildren? Because now they are, the youth of Christ are prominent now. Thanks to Kanye West, thanks to Steph Curry and the Barack Obama movie and the Al Pacino movie, the DJ Khaled, T.I., the rapper, has used our music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an awesome responsibility, an awesome experience to plant and then receive the harvest so many years later.
In many of the songs on this collection, you are backed by your 45-member Youth for Christ choir, which you mentioned.
Yes.
Tell us how the choir came together.
When I was first called to this little church on a one-way street going north in March of 1968, I said the best way to get the parents is to get their children, because we didn't have many members of the church when they called me. It was, I think, about 47, maybe 50 people who called me. And I said, the best way to get young people is to give them some music that resonates with them. So on Tuesday night, I opened the church and invited young people to come in. And I started teaching them music. And by word of mouth, it began to spread like wildfire until we had 30, 40, 50 young people in there every Tuesday night. The word got out. Donny Hathaway heard about it. He came by one Tuesday night and recorded us. And was there, and that was so inspiring for them. Then the next thing we know, in walks Philip Bailey, Larry Dunn, and Andrew Warfolk from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And they had a transformation of their lives that night, listening to these young people sing. I became the spiritual counselor for Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was just incredible. They came over to my house. We had summer camp for these young people. And had the camp in the backyard. Philip Bailey and them came to my house. Subsequently, Maurice White and the Earth, Wind, and Fire horn section, they gave us their horn section.
Wow.
On some of our albums, like Shine on Me and different ones, you'll hear horns. But that's from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That is incredible. It is incredible.
And to this day, we still have a fatherly, mentally type relationship. And so it's just been an awesome experience through music. So that's how the Youth for Christ got famous.
Well, let's get into some of the music. Here's Said It Long Time Ago. So, Pastor, this song was originally recorded in 1979 and was long out of print before this new reissue. So are you excited about unearthing this song?
Yes. Listen, I married my sweetheart 53 years ago. And I told her then, when I had absolutely nothing, that I loved her. And so 11 years later, I wrote that song really like in a dual consciousness mode. I wrote it from me to her and from God to man. Because I was telling her, I said it long time ago that I love you so. And that's what God said to man. Long time ago, when I breathed into your nostrils the breath of life, I said it a long time ago that I love you so. And then I said, and I'm saying the same thing today, that I'll still make a way. And that's what God is saying to man. So that's how that song was born, out of my love for her and for God's love for mankind.
Now, Numero Group, which is an archival record label that's based here in Chicago, they're going to release I Shall Wear a Crown. And its co-founder said that working with you on this collection is actually one of the most rewarding achievements in the company's 18-year history.
Oh, my God, I'm so humbled by that. Thank you.
Pastor, what do you hope people take away from this?
You just said the operative word, hope. I hope they take away hope, that they never give up hope. Because, you know, I write thoughts for the day every day, and I wrote one that says, if you stop hoping, you'll stop hopping. And if you stop hopping, that's when you'll be stopping. So you must have hope. You must keep that hope alive. Reverend Jesse Jackson, whom we are all praying for right now, but he's been saying for 50 years, keep hope alive.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, keep hope alive. You know, one day I'll tell you my whole story. They kicked me out of all of the schools here in the city of Chicago. I'll never forget when they kicked me out of Wendell Phillips High School, when that lady told me, who dismissed me, she said, I just want you to know, T.L. Barry Jr., you will never, ever amount to anything. And I just decided that I would not allow her negative opinion to become my positive effect. I always believed that if I would let God use me, that God would use me to be a positive influence in this city. And now I'm talking to you about the releasing of my music.
As you've pointed out, you've had quite a fascinating life, and it's taken you through odd jobs. You worked at a morgue in a New York hospital, in the shoe shining business. You became a civil rights activist and preacher on the South Side of Chicago.
Yeah.
As you talked about, at one point you had Donny Hathaway and members of Earth, Wind, and Fire in your congregation. What is it that keeps you going?
That word again that you use, that whole, wherever I see life, I see God. Especially when I see life in another human being. And if I can get mankind to relate to each other, not as the golden rule says, which is okay. The golden rule says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. But T.L. Barrett says, do unto others as you would do unto God.
Mm-hmm.
And don't do unto others what you wouldn't do unto God. Because that's where God is. God is in each one of us.
That is Pastor T.L. Barrett, Chicago gospel musician and pastor of the Life Center Church of God in Christ on the South Side. We are talking about his new box set. It's called I Shall Wear a Crown. Pastor, you recently performed for NPR's Tiny Desk at your church with the Royal Voices of Life Choir and a band. And Tiny Desk actually called this a worship, not a concert. Help me say, nobody knows. That was your version of Nobody Knows. Now, it's very moving, Pastor. What is on your mind when you're singing that song?
How much time do you have? You know, just thinking about my life. My father died when I was 16. We had no insurance to fall back on because he was very obese. He weighed over 500-600 pounds. And I was just thrust out there into the world by myself. That's why I wrote that song, Like a Ship Without a Sail. But nobody knows the trouble that I see. And when 13 years ago, when my youngest daughter was murdered, and I didn't even have a courtesy call. You know, sickness, I tell our congregations, don't curse sickness. Sickness is God's courtesy call. It gets you ready to release your loved one. But when they're just abruptly taken from you, that's a difficult pill to swallow. So nobody knows the trouble I see. But behind that, nobody knows the peace and the love that I have and that I want to give. That's why nobody knows the trouble I see, because I don't tell everybody all the trouble I see. No matter what you're going through, you're going to go through it if you go through it. Therefore, you don't have to be a torchbearer for trauma and an announcer for the kinds of things that bring people down. We want to bring them up. So that's an old Negro spiritual that I rearranged. The old Negroes are saying, nobody knows all the trouble I see. Nobody knows all of my sorrow, because I won't tell everybody. I don't want to be a bearer of bad news. I want to tell you that you can make it, because I know we can.
You mentioned your father. He was also a gospel performer. Can you tell us how much of that shaped your journey as a gospel musician and as a pastor?
When I was 3 years old, my father formed us into a singing group. My brother, my sister, they were older than I am, but when I became three, he heard my voice and he said, you can sing. So he trained us to sing. And my first public appearance, we were living in Jamaica, Queens, New York, was at the Polish National Hall, and I've been singing ever since. And then I decided when I became about 12 years old that I wanted to play the piano. My father and mother couldn't send me to music school, so I taught myself how to play the piano. And that's one of the reasons why they kicked me out of school, because instead of studying in the study hall, I'd go behind the stage and get on the piano and with my drummer and my bass player, we'd have the whole auditorium rocking. And then I became a jazz musician. I would play in nightclubs. I played at the Waldorf Astoria. Every New Year's Eve, I was a standard entertainer at the Waldorf Astoria. And this was in my teens. So I combined ministry and music.
You mentioned Like a Ship earlier, Pastor. That's one of your signature songs. So let's listen to a little bit of that.
Yeah.
as we talked about at the top, Pastor, it wasn't until recently that your music had this sudden resurgence. Were you surprised?
No. I'm the oddball because I'm a believer. I'm a true believer, Pastor. And if you are a true believer, I teach the people of our congregation, you are not supposed to be surprised when good things happen to you. Because if you are surprised, that means you did not really believe. If you truly believe, you are permitted to be amazed, but not surprised. And I think that's true faith. Faith is you dance in advance. Faith is you name it and you claim it. Yeah. Faith is you walk without knowing where you're going, but just you know that you've got to go. That's true faith. Like it has taken 45 years, but I never gave up hope. I said that God has something in store, but he wouldn't give me this talent and this music that came from my soul if God didn't intend for it to reach and get a response out of people. And it's happening. No, I'm not surprised, but I am amazed.
Yeah.
I will tell you that.
Well, you've had a long career and life. What does the future look like for you?
The future is now. What I'm doing now, some of my descendants will be doing 50 years from now. I have it fixed so that my music will never be out of the Barrett lineage. I have it legally fixed that my catalog, whatever, will always be attached to the Barrett lineage because I'm father of 13, mm-hmm. 28 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren. And that legacy, my legacy must live on through them. And I'm teaching them to live for the sake of each other, not just for yourself. So that's why I say my future, I'm living my future now while I'm investing in my grandchildren, investing in my children, and teaching them to do the same thing.
Well, that is Pastor T.L. Barrett, gospel musician and pastor of the Life Center Church of God in Christ on Chicago's South Side. Numero Group, which is an archival record label based here in Chicago, will release his new box set just as Gospel Music Heritage Month wraps up next week. The collection is called I Shall Wear a Crown. Pastor Barrett, thank you so much for your time.
And I thank you as much for yours. After the rain and after the pain, there will always, always be some kind of gain, some kind of gain. Don't you ever give up.
Well, that's it for today's Reset. For more of our interviews, subscribe to this podcast. And please, give us a rating. It helps other listeners find us. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow. Do you believe me? Just one.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.